Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. I'm so glad you guys are fitting it in right now because we're about to talk about some serious inspiration and taking some action. But before that, I want to let you guys know that I am on book tour again. I am freaking out excited to be in these rooms with you again because I will tell you that the first round of my book tour, going to four different cities and filling rooms of 200 and 300 plus women, was like why I was put on the planet. I'm not going to lie. I thought that it was going to be exhausting, all of the travel and just all of the speaking, but I actually got recharged because I found that this is exactly why I'm here. Is connecting women and having this conversation about connection and relationship with each other and to ourselves and how we need to first really connect to ourselves and connect to our source and really understand how we work in order to understand how we work with others. So this is a vital conversation. And I truly believe that success comes when you know how to navigate relationships, especially the relationship with yourself. So I can't wait to see you. So let's talk about it. Chicago is November 10th. Austin is November 13th. Atlanta is November 15th. And Nashville is November 17th. So all of that is found at atribecalledbliss.com. Nashville, if you're hearing this today on the day it's released, we don't have a spot yet, so suggestions are welcomed. You guys, if you have a tribe there or friends there or anyone there and you're not there, tag them. Let them know we're coming to have this epic conversation and this incredible afternoon or evening, depending on where you're at. I truly cannot wait. I can't wait to meet all of you. I really actually get to meet just about all of you if you stick around for pictures, and that is my most favorite part. So the conversation, then actually getting to hug you and get a picture with you. So you guys, join me on book tour. You can get your tickets now at atribecalledbliss.com. I can't wait. I'm giddy. It's like the thing that I'm looking forward to the most. So let's meet there. Let me know on stories if you are coming, or I just put a post up, which this would be yesterday, but go check out my Instagram. Tag your friends. It is the picture of all of the amazing women, all of my amazing friends in one picture talking about the book tour. So go tag your friends there. Let me know if you're coming. Okay, so today I have a topic that is so vital, and it's the topic of taking action. And it's also the topic of really kind of curing those moments in your day when you are like, oh my God, you're sitting in the pain of thinking. How many of you, raise your hand, I can see you. raise your hand if you're sure that you're one of the people who chooses pain because you choose to overthink things. This is so me, you guys. So you're not alone in this. I choose pain. It's like, why am I choosing suffering? So here we go. Suffering is inevitable, right? No. Let's rewind that. Suffering's not inevitable. Blah, 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 blah. I'm not editing this. Pain is inevitable, but suffering is a choice. So when I notice myself suffering in between my day because I'm not taking action, that's where my suffering is coming from. Number one, I like to locate where the suffering is coming from. And I notice that sometimes suffering comes in the morning for me. And I noticed it this morning because I wasn't doing my reading and I didn't have a set intention on my meditation yet. And I thought, Why am I sitting here choosing suffering, looking at my phone, responding back to comments? I know that this is the source of my suffering. So take action right now, stop the bleeding, and do the thing that actually makes you happy. So this really got me to thinking that lately I've been trying to shorten the time in between the actions that I want to be doing in order to shorten the suffering. Now, there is also a point where we can't be taking action all day long, but you also need to know when those times are that are for rest or for walking or for working out or for connecting with a friend. So what we need to start doing is shortening the times in between where we're not taking action, where we want to be taking action, and then we need to let ourselves off the hook when we're actually supposed to be connecting with a fellow human, taking a walk, being out in nature, being in gratitude, enjoying our workout, right? Like letting those spaces be empty spaces. So they need to be designated spaces, and this needs to be a mental commitment. So first of all, I love the quote, and I just want you to have this quote in your mind when we are starting to take action on this, right? Action cures anxiety. And I don't care what kind of action it is. You guys, I take uncertain action, even if my uncertain action means I first need to Google, right? Google is like my best friend. It's really shown me everything. I mean, when I'm like, where am I going to have my book tour? I Google event spaces, women's event spaces. What does this look like? And then I look on Instagram, where have other women had their events? Like, just start searching. And in that action, I stop stressing about, oh my God, I don't know who to connect to. I don't know where to book my events. I don't know what to do. Right? So even uncertain action starts to cure that anxiety and you start to move forward into the direction that you want. So first of all, I just want to read some quotes that I loved to get us going on this conversation this morning. So number eight, you don't know what I'm reading from. I'm reading from top 10 quotes of action. So number eight is from Tony Robbins. It says, remember, a real decision is measured by the fact that you've taken new action. If there's no action, you haven't truly decided, right? If there's no new action, you haven't truly decided. And I look in my life and I'm like, where am I taking new action if I want a new result? Where am I taking new action if I want a new result? Sometimes my new action is even a new way of thinking. Sometimes my new action is doing the opposite of what I normally do when I'm in a situation because I want something different to happen, even if it's a different emotion. So if I'm beating myself up over something, I'm like, clearly beating myself up didn't get me anywhere last time because this is my default response. What would a new action be in this place where even if it's love, because we know love brings an expansion. So sometimes we have to trust love, right? We have to trust a loving thought. We have to trust a forgiving thought in our mind. We have to trust a loving thought about our body, about our work ethic, about our life, about our past. Even though it doesn't feel like it's getting you anywhere, it is, because love creates expansion in the future, right? So if you can just get back to neutral, I'm telling you, neutral welcomes in ideas. Neutral welcomes in energy. Forcing does not, right? Mental abusive thoughts do not. They are contracting. They are blocking. So even though you may not feel like you're getting anywhere and beating yourself up does, telling yourself you're not good enough or what are you thinking or you can do this, do it again, you're such a loser, this is what you have to do, be more hard on yourself, that might actually be closing a door. That might actually be contracting. And I don't want to say might, it is. So even if it's worked in the past, but it's not working anymore, we have to look for a new way. So let's go to another quote. Bruce Lee, if you spend too much time thinking about a thing, you'll never get it done. And this is what I want to talk about. Limiting the time in between when you're about to take action and designating time for when you are not taking action, but you are actually resting and recharging, because that in itself is an action that's going to fuel the other actions. But it's a decision of, no, this morning, I know that I want to read and I know that I want to meditate. So stop thinking and just sit and do it, right? The more that I think, the more I'm like, I can't believe I'm not doing it again. Oh, I'm suffering. Oh, I'll scroll Instagram again. the in between of the blah, when you're like, this is what, oh my God, I'm doing this again. No, stop. I literally say stop and just take the action that will make you feel better. Stop choosing suffering. You don't have to be here, Lori. You don't have to be here. And then I say, get up, go do the thing, right? Get up, go do the thing. Yes, you can. Move forward. Be uncertain. Read the book. Do that Facebook Live. Call that person. Do the hard thing. Eat that frog, right? Brian Tracy says, eat that frog. Do the hard thing first. So I'm telling you, it's life changing. Get off your butt. Call the person. Take the action. Do the scary thing. Send the email. You guys, I'm sending emails right now that I'm like, this is either going to be really weird or the best thing that I've done in my life. But I'll tell you, even the worst case scenario is better than me sitting here wondering and choosing my own suffering. I refuse to choose to make my own life miserable anymore. I refuse to choose to destroy myself. I refuse to not use the gifts that God has given me. I refuse to show up on my deathbed with regrets, knowing that I could have changed the lineage of my family, of my future, and I could have left a mark and made an impact and instead showed up here with my last breath saying, I ran this thing till the wheels fell off. I'm ready for my next journey. Thank you. Right? I am ready. I can't live my life with regret. I can't be the woman who chose suffering. I can't be the woman who chose to be the martyr. I can't. I have too many gifts and so do you. There are people waiting on their knees and they are praying for you to take this tiny action right now, even starting with the Google search bar. How would I start a women's event? Google it. How would I start a podcast? Please Google it. Tim Ferriss has all the info on it. You can go to his site. How would I start becoming a public speaker? How would I start a small women's group, right? You guys, the answers are all out there. You just don't want to do it yet, right? You just don't want to do it yet because you're too comfortable. I am talking to myself today, right? I'm talking to myself today. I'm never going to tell you something that I don't tell myself. You are magical. You are sheer power. There are people waiting to connect with you. Your kids or your family are waiting to see an example of someone that they know doing big things, doing little things, right? Doing impactful things. Just making yourself happy and showing up for you is what they need to see. Brian Rogers Loop says, do what today others won't. So tomorrow you can do what others can't. And it's like that other quote of really doing what others aren't willing to do so you can have what others are not able to have, right? So if you want a life that you can't even imagine in your wildest dreams, although I know that you can, and I want you to, visualization is one of the main things that has gotten me anything that I've gotten in my life because I picture myself there even when I feel like a fraud. I make it so real, right? So I want you to picture yourself there right now. Let's do it together. Why not? This podcast has taken a turn. We've taken a turn into visualization land. I want you to see yourself on that stage, doing that event, having that 7-figure plus business. I don't even care. Let's go there, right? I want you to picture yourself connecting with that person. I want you to picture yourself in that relationship. I want you to picture yourself as that person who has that thing, who has that feeling right now. What would it feel like right now? Because if you can create the feeling and you can see yourself, it is yours. And I'm telling you that you will never be given a vision that is not yours to pursue. You will never be given a vision that is not yours to pursue. I need you to pursue that vision because along that vision, the vision may not turn out the way that you think, but the detour on the way to the vision, right? The obstacle that comes up, you solving the problems that come with that vision make you the person who actually start living into a vision that's better than the vision that you were given to begin with. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you feel that? That was truth. If you have goosebumps, it's for you. It's coming. Go. So today I want you to take action. I want you to take the space in between the thinking where you're choosing suffering and stop suffering. Stop it. You are magic. Magic doesn't choose to suffer. It just keeps going. Small, uncertain action. I'm so proud of you. I see you. I see you with your hands shaking. I see you with your nerves. I see you with your stomach in knots. I see you with tears in your eyes saying, why did I choose this? I'm so scared. I'm so scared. Keep going. I'm scared every day, you guys. I'm scared every day. I'm scared right now. But you know what? Do you know what helps me push through? Is knowing that you're all doing it too, and I'm not scared alone. I have you guys. I have sisters and a web of women ready to catch me when I fall, because I will fall, and that's okay, because you will pick me up, and I know it. So you guys, I'm so grateful for you. I hope that I get to meet you on book tour and hug you, and that we get to love all over each other and connect and create that web to catch us when we fall so that we can bounce back up and keep going. So thank you so much for listening. I see you. I feel you. I know you're out there. Send me your stories. Let me know how this landed for you. Let me know if you're listening. I want to meet you. I want to know you. And you guys, until next time, earn your happy. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.